The mighty Piano Red with Work With It. And before that, we heard K. Martin doing Work With It. Before that, we heard, of course, Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. I've Been Working on the Railroad, Jack Meridian from Duplex Planet. We heard the Farmer Labor Train, Woody Guthrie. And the Work Song by Alex Harvey. That's right, Alex Harvey, before the sensational Alex Harvey Band, did some nice stuff. Hey, Greg suggested this fabulous tune, Minimum Wage. Oh, they might be giants. I always like that joke. It says, minimum wage because it'd be illegal to pay you less. So, yeah, they're going with that. We heard Sensoria, I Work Hard by Cabra Voltaire, and Work Hard by Depeche Mode. And that goes out to Mutt Sebastian from Slicing Up Nose Hairs. So yeah, that goes out to him. So there are those two. And let's see here. What else we got here? Oh, we heard Ditch Digging. We started with Ditch Digging. Southern culture on the skids, man. What we're doing, getting our hands dirty. There's something about that, you know, some working hard. Even though, you know, when you work hard, there's always somebody above you wanting you to work hard for them. It's nice to be self-motivated hard worker. Can't beat that. So, you know, this is interesting. So they, I got to tell you about job interviews real quick, all right? The average resume spends, you know how long that spends on the HR desk? 7 seconds. That's right. And most of them are tossed aside. So they rely a lot on your resume. Yet, you know, you could never tell the full story of somebody. So maybe it's time you look beyond your resume and look to grads of life. There you go. Discover new ways to develop great talent. There's so much more on paper at gradsoflife.org. I have no idea what Grads of Life does, but it sounds like a trick. It sounds like a trick. That's because the whole world is based on tricking each other out of their work, tricking each other out of their money. It's all smoke and mirrors, friends. When will you realize? Not today. Nope. That's all right. Just go about your business. Right? Yeah. That's the thing I always hated about job interviews are so humiliating too. So it's bad enough. See, I think they want to keep the worker crushed down. That's why they're never appreciated. They got to keep them crushed. You got to keep the thumb on them. Because if they really knew how desperate people are to have people work for them, like, oh, please come work for us. You're not going to work that hard. You're not going to have your respect for your boss and bow down to them like they want you to. Yeah. Oh, I should do that song, Bow Down. That's another dilly. Yeah, that's How's Martin's doing a song called Bow Down, which is really cool. Let's see what I got here. Am I going to play that now? Can I play that now? Maybe I might. This is a great song about where is it? Here it is. Oh, awesome. It's just about working, and it's really interesting. Let's just play this. I love this song. Sorry. We're going to interrupt this with a very important tune. I love Bow Down. It's a great tune. I don't know why I can't get I got to find a better fidelity than that. That sounds like it was recorded in a toilet. Let's try this one. But did they record all these songs in the toilet? They all sound so muffled. Okay, we're gonna get the muffled toilet sound. Oh, I know why it sounds muffled and toilety. I know why it sounds muffled and toilety. I got it in the toilet. Let me get this thing out of the toilet here. Where's this toilet? Flush that. Now we're going to get some good fidelity, not flush down the toilet. Bow Down, the House Martins. A nice tune about not working for somebody.
So tall, and it makes me feel so small that I might
Those three tunes really nail it for me. Move to Work by a fine young Cannibals. Man, that band was fun. Style Council, amazing tune. Paul Weller and Mick Talbot. Homebreakers, all about having to leave home for work because there's no work there for you. And Bow Down by the House Martins. Just how the whole trick of working for somebody. So it's bad enough to be working for somebody, okay? Because you're making them money, you're working for them. That's bad enough. You need the work, right? But you don't want to really have the ways, means, or resources to have your own gig, right? So you work for somebody. So it's bad enough to work for somebody else. Even worse, not to be paid enough. Even worse, be humiliated. Even worse, be despised. So it's fascinating how people that work the hardest are respected the least. I don't know if it's an American thing or not. It just sounds like bad human behavior. But for example, I was talking about these resumes. And there's a thing where you're going for a job interview and they want to know if you're a team player. Are you a team player? They want to know. Hey, look, we brought these hula hoops. This is a true story. We brought these hula hoops in. Everybody, you put on a hula hoop and we're going to have see who can do the hula hoop the best. Humiliate you. If you say, well, I don't really, really want to do the hula hoop, well, then you're not getting this job. You're not getting this job because we know you can't be obedient. When we tell you to do something, you have to do it. When we tell you to do it, no matter how ridiculous it is, if we tell you all of a sudden, well, and I had a job like that too. One day you're working a job and they go, you know what? We got rid of the bookkeeper here. You're going to need to do all the bookkeeping. I never did bookkeeping before. Well, you're going to have to start. Here's a 5-minute lesson. You put the money here, and you put the debits here, the credits here. That's how you do bookkeeping. Okay, come back. Well, We got rid of the secretary here. We're going to have to answer the phones, too. Answer the phones, too. Yeah, how do you just answer the phone? All right. Well, we got rid of guys in the warehouse. You need to go back in the warehouse, and you need to help the guys in the warehouse. You know? And it got the true story is that as I got to do that, I looked around, and I thought, huh, I'm doing the bookkeeping. I'm answering the phones. I'm working in the warehouse. I'm doing all of the work. I am running this entire, I know how to do everything. I'll start my own business. And that's exactly what happened. It's just like, it was on the job training. It was hilarious when I think about it. You know, if we're going to cut corners, you're going to do this job. We're going to cut corners, you're going to, well, I'm doing everything now. I might as well be self-employed. So there's that whole horrible thing of, you know, piling things on, just piling it on. And then, you know, like I'm saying, all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, these people that pick fruit, yeah, let's get rid of them. Really? These people that do this, they're just not really the people that are propping society up, making sure everything goes well. I mean, it really is a sacrifice when you think about it. I mean, it really is a sacrifice when you think how hard some people work, you know, just so we can have a nice life. And there's a lot of people out there so we can kind of have a nice life. At least respect them, for crying out loud. You know, it's bad enough like to not think about them, but it's even worse to despise those people, which I think is probably one of the it's one of the two cruelest things in America. You know what the other cruel thing here is? This is hilarious. This is how horrible things are. People think it's okay not to have health insurance. People think it's okay not to have universal health care. The rest of the damn world has health care. The rest of the world. This isn't American exceptionalism. This is American greed, stupidity, and cruelty. How people just been weighted in farther and farther down the line, like, well, you know, these doctors, yeah, that's right. What? And the insurance company is just there to tell you whether or not you can have something, how much you have to pay. You don't need that. Nobody needs that. You, doctor, end the story. You, hospital, end the story. The hospital has people that already crunch numbers. They don't need another set, a middleman, telling you what you need and what you can have. It is totally criminal. I said it before. I'll say it again. The mafia got out of organized crime and they got into the healthcare system. That's exactly what's going on. I just got to tell you that right then and there. If you think, because it is like protection money. When you think about actual healthcare costs, it's protection money. You know, that's all you're paying for. You're paying because something bad's going to happen. Like, hey, nice body you got there. Shame if anything bad happens to it. But, you know, bottom line, you got to work. You got to work. So get to work. Got to work somewhere. Bo Carter, Zombo in Your Brain.
Since when I was up and I had my money, I could get any woman, says I'll be my honey. Since I've been down and haven't got the first dime, can't get no woman to say that she'll be mine. But I got to work somewhere. Oh, I got to work somewhere. I mean, I got to work somewhere. Don't I really can't stay here no more. When I was working, I was always jangling my dime. Since I stayed with, I stayed broke all the time. Boy, I stand to live in this world, here this way. I'd rather be buried deep down in my grave, cause I got to work somewhere. Oh, I got to work somewhere. I mean, I got to work somewhere. Don't I really can't stay here no more. I got to work somewhere. listen here, people, I ain't made out of wood or either steel. You ever been down, you know about how I feel. Haven't got clothes and I haven't got shoes. Laying around here with those old working blues. I got to work somewhere. I mean, I got to work somewhere. I mean, I got to work somewhere. Don't I really can't stay here no more.
You be the Clash with the kids version of Career Opportunities. Fabulous tune there. Let's see what else we did. Oh, Got to Work Somewhere, Bo Carter. One more thing I got to tell you. I kind of was rambling on the healthcare thing. One other reason why they want to keep you with no healthcare is so that you will work another crummy job for your family. I know so many people going, well, I'd love to be self-employed, but I need health insurance. Could you imagine how great it would be for this country if we had universal health care? Just basically get rid of these dumb insurance companies and the money you save can get everybody free health care. Or how about a couple less golden planes and a few less tanks and we have health care? Imagine how much less stress would be in your life. People who actually have ideas to be self-employed and to actually have their own business would actually do that if they didn't have the burden of having to worry about their health care. It is the biggest joke ever played on the American people. And everybody falls for it. They don't want this socialism. They kind of branded that. They tell you that. And over, we don't want socialism. Funny, it's working out for the other countries, you know. It's working out just Jim Dandy. I don't see anybody, well, you got to wait in those long lines for a surgery. Well, you know what? We got people that won't even go to the hospital until they're at death's door. How's that grab you? You know, oh, you got to wait in line for surgery. Well, we can't even want that surgery because we don't know we can't afford it. How about the sad story of like, oh, the kids had a big lemonade stand sale so they could get the one kid the chemo treatment he needed. Isn't that a heartwarming story? No, that is a gut-wrenching, sickening story. That is not a human interest story. That is brutality on the lowest level, that kids have to sell lemonade so the other kid in class can get his chemotherapy. You don't tell me that's sick? That's not a human interest story. That is a tragedy of epic proportions. Oof. All right, I'm done with that. I owe Mark for Yasker's farm. We got to get a little more farming in because I am just getting our hands dirty talking about celebrating how wonderful these people are that do all the hard work. The hard work. You know, people making slave wages. People just getting by. Nor not getting by, you know? Yeah, it's just a damn cruel trick. But let's have it over to Woodstock for Yasker's Farm. This is for Mark of Celebrating Farms. So we're going to do a little farmer set here. And then next week, we're going to do craftsmen. Today, we celebrated. We dug our fingers into the very base of the pyramid of civilization. The hard workers, the people who basically are slaves, people who farm, people who do all the hard work, the ditch digging, all of that stuff, people that actually have to, you know, sacrifice their entire life to work. But let's just kind of enjoy this. A moment of bliss from Woodstock for Yasker's Farm, for Mark Mountain Zombo in Thine Brain.
during World War II, the Russians were testing their parachutes. Sometimes the chutes didn't open, and a lot of troops were lost this way. During the invasion of Finland, hundreds of troops were dropped during the middle of winter. As usual, some of the chutes didn't open, and the troops fell straight down to the deep snow, drilling holes 15 feet deep. The Finnish farmers would then get out their shotguns, walk out into their fields, find the holes, and fire down them. During the 1979 drought in the Midwest, American farmers began to rent their property to the United States government as sites for missile silos. They were told some of these silos contain Minutemen missiles, and some do not. Some are designed to look like ordinary corn and grain silos. The military called these the decoy silos, but the farmers called them the scarecrows. The government also hinted that these silos might be connected by hundreds of miles of railroad in an underground shuttle system. This is the breadbasket. These are the crops. The shot heard round the world. The farmers, the Minutemen, the farmers, the ones who were there.
promise of America. Future promise of America. Future promise of America. These stupid black owners of foreigners do affairs of heart. Look at me, I'll never own the land that I work on. Every one of us here shares a surname. This father must die. I was born on a dark cousin of twilight. My father was dark, my mother was light. Look at me, I'm strong. I could crush him in my fist. I could crush him in my. I could crush him in my. I could crush him in my fist. I could crush him in my. I could crush him in my. I could crush him in my fist. Future farmers of America, I could crush him in my fist. Future farmers of America, I could crush him in my fist. Future farmers of America, I could crush him in my fist.
Feeds them all.
The farmer.
farmer's wife. He that stands behind a chair will not sit upon that chair, nor will he sit upon any other chair. She that stands upon a chair will make it dirty, and any other chair upon which she stands.
There you go. Scottish maniac, Ivor Cutler. Man, that guy got a lot of crazy going on. Always fun to listen to. Ry Cooder, before that, Taxes on the Farmer, Feed Us All, from his amazing record, Into the Purple Valley. Lou Reed, had to play an excerpt of that because there's a dirty word in it, so I cut that out. Future Farmers of America, actually was married to Laurie Anderson. Before that, who did Finnish Farmers. And we started with a little thing for Mark, for Jasker's Farm, by Mountain. And I'll tell you, Leslie West was a really underrated hard rocking dude. Man, I mean, the guy had missing teeth. He was gigantic. He looked ridiculous, and he rocked like nobody's business. And he's got older and more streamlined and more rocking, and just an incredible dude. If you want to see something amazing, rock and roll history that is completely forgotten, go to the YouTubes, type in Mountain on Pennsylvania, I think it was Pennsylvania Public Television. They had Mountain play Mississippi Queen to a bunch of children in the studio. It was so amazing. You know, Leslie West is just all out. You know, the bass player, Felix something or other, just going crazy on the bass, drummer going wild, and the keyboard player looks like that's the last place on earth he wants to be. And they're singing Mississippi Queen, just all out. And when they're done, these little kids, 7, 8 years old, you know, just have a stunned look on their face. Totally entertained. I think every one of those kids who saw that started their own rock and roll band. It was kind of like those people that went and saw the Sex Pistols, like in the 70s. Everybody who saw them started their own band. I think every kid that saw Mountain on that public TV show out of, I think it was Philadelphia, Zing Mountain, started their own hard rock band. I got 15 minutes to go. All right, some quick stuff. Polka Maniacs will be playing at Trace Brewery tomorrow with Last Night on Earth, a fundraiser for the ACLU. So there you go right then and there. There's going to be an art auction as well as music and food and fun. So there you be. And speaking of food and fun, Zombo's In Your Brain Trivia, happening this Monday at Spirits, 6 to 7. What time do I start? I think I start at 6 o'clock. I start at 6 o'clock. 6 to 9? 6 to 9 works. 6 to 8? I don't know. Maybe that's one of the trivia questions. When does that damn thing start? I think it's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. All right. Whew. Winding down the hard work, you know. Just winding down the work. They're celebrating the people that will hold society up, you know, and getting crushed at the same time, literally, figuratively, and spiritually, but still hanging in there and doing their thing. The bottom layer of the pyramid of civilization. Next week is going to be craftsmen, okay? These are going to be mechanics. This is going to be steel workers. There's going to be more specialized workers. So that's going to be next week. And people that actually form unions. So there you go. There you go with that. So that's a big difference right there. You know? So got about, I got a lot of time. All right, here we go. Shift Work by The Fall, Zombo in Your Brain. I'm going to get a little more work in, and then I'm going to take a scramola. RCT. We'll be right back.
chance to get the morning rest. I'm going to an overtime. Does a half-blue woman who wants my game? She was 10 to 5.
Yeah.
righty there, we are winding this down. That was Tree the Right, Mark Sandman from Morphine, his band right before that. That's Late for Work. Before that, we heard Dolores Tolbert with Work and Wife. The Fall started that set off with Shift Work. And Zombo is in your brain. I will see you next Friday. We'll have at it again. We're going to set the world right. We're going to set the record straight. We're going to play some records and play them straight. Or maybe not. Next week is all songs about craftsmen, the people that actually do a lot more specialized work. The human pyramid of civilization continues. Ah, but here is a dilly. Brave Combo, 16 tons. Zombo, In Thine Brain, RCT.
Bless my soul, y'all. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a cane brake by an old mama line. An old high-toned woman made me walk the line. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. One will. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up a shovel and a walk in the mine. I hauled 16 tons, the number 9 call and the trouble said, well, bless my soul, you haul 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yes, I am remaining in your brain. And Zombo, RCT, Brave Combo, 16 tons. Remain in your brain.
Opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more. When it doesn't make any sense.
WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the stormy weather.